The beer coasters definitely must be smoking something to let me do a Stone fanboy show. We even got Chris to show up on here. But this week's episode is going to be about the Stone Smoke Porter. The Stone Smoke Porter with chipotle peppers. And the Stone Smoke Porter with vanilla bean. So, light one up. Check it out.
I feel smoke. That's where I want to be.
Favorite beers have some earthy stank stuck on.
As long as it's not a metallic any longer.
Blah 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 blah. I want my beer, damn it!
Beer Coaster Podcast. It's for your learning.
Hello and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast 2013, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast. And this week, even, in between. I'm your host, I'm Crazy Dave from Temecula, California, and with me...
This is Chris in Dallas, Texas.
What? Wait, what?
That's right, bitches, I'm back.
Somebody must have heard we're doing a fanboy show or something for Stone.
That's right. Couldn't miss this one.
And well, this is Mike from Boston, Massachusetts. And Crazy Dave is completely wrong because we're not doing beers from coast to coast and everywhere in between. We're doing them from one coast, and that's the West Coast.
Well, but we got like people from the East Coast and people from the West Coast and people from Texas.
Not this week.
These aren't even just West Coast beers. These are like one little section in one next to one giant rock.
Yep.
One big stone.
One big stone.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Well, speaking of beers this week, we are doing Stone. We're doing the Smoke Porter, and they did something a little special. They bottled up – well, every once in a while they'll do growler fills, you know, with some of the different, you know, things that they do with their beers. And the two popular ones that they do are the Smoke Porter with vanilla bean and with chipotle peppers. And for a little while, they bottled up some of these beers. So I grabbed up a whole bunch of them and, you know, kept a few and hooked up a few homies with some bottles. So I decided, why don't we just get together and – try them out and compare them to the original Smoke Porter and see what happens. So that's what tonight's episode is all about.
Sounds tasty.
You know, and Don was sitting there like, you know, giving me all kinds of crap. Like, why is all this beer in the fridge? You've got like 10 of the same kind of beer and you're not drinking them and they're just sitting in there. When are they going to get out of the fridge? So
isn't that what fridges are for?
Yeah. Well, they've been in there for months and months and on end, and I've got like probably 12 bottles of the Double Bastard, and I've got all the Vertical Epics that I still have. I have 2 or 3 bottles of those each.
Nice.
So it's taken up valuable space. Anyhow, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah,
that's what tonight's show's all about.
Lots Sweet. Of stone.
So the way we're going to do this is we're going to kick it off with the regular Smoke Porter. I'm pretty sure it's been reviewed on the show again, but we're going to have a little bit of a recap of what this beer is all about, and then we'll go to the vanilla bean.
I didn't even think
and,
of that.
Chipotle pepper.
Has it been on the show? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it was on one of our very first shows, actually.
I was going to say, weren't like the first 3 shows all about stone?
Just about, I think.
Stone Smoke Porter was on the Smoky issue back in August of 2009. Wow.
Dang. So it's been a few years since we've had
Yeah.
it.
Well, and we started in
2009.
July of 2009.
May,
right?
May of 2009.
Okay.
So, yeah. Was...
Well, yeah, this was May 22nd. So this is, this is probably like the.
Sweet. Whatever.
All right, that's enough of this talking. Right. Let's start some drinking.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're going to talk about it. We're going to drink some beer. Yeah. This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Thank you, Escondido.
We get to drink some beer.
Yeah. So just for those that are listening and if you're looking to find these beers, you can still probably find a couple of them. The vanilla bean, I think, is harder to find than the chipotle pepper. But the regular porter comes in a 22.
For those of you who are listening, for those of you who aren't, well,
tough shit. You're gonna have to figure this out the hard way. Anyhow, the regular smoked porter comes in a 22, and the ones with the vanilla beans and the peppers are
You cracked it 12 already?
Ounce bottles. Well,
Chris,
I did. I thought
Chris cracked and poured.
Because I heard Dave cracking.
Yeah, cracking and pouring.
Didn't say what it was, who were they from, and the website, and the ABV, and the...
I haven't done this in a really long time. I was following Dave's lead.
I'm going to crack it. Dave, you say all that shit. That's your job.
Yeah. I realize how absurd that sounds. That I was following Dave's lead, but... That's what happened.
This is the Stone Smoke Porter. This is from Stone Brewing out of Escondido, California. The website is www.stonebrew.com. The ABV is a nice, comfortable 5.9, and the IBUs are at 53.
Comfortable.
Some of the malts are pale, Crystal 75, chocolate, peat smoked malts. They're made with Columbus and Mount Hood hops. And this one is, obviously without any kind of additives or anything. Smoked porter was originally brewed back in December of 1996. I was not even 21 yet. It was the brainchild of a small batch brewer, Laura Ulrich, who had a stroke of genius after trying Stone Smoked Porter.
No. Sorry, nope. What? Nope. Oh, that's the vanilla one. We'll talk about that one later.
Never mind.
Scratch that. Strike God. That. Reverse it.
Okay.
So this is one of Stone's like regular offerings. Yes. I mean, the smoke porter you'll find just about everywhere.
Yep.
If they carry Stone, chances are they have at least this and the Arrogant Bastard.
Before the Lucky Bastard came out, Stone Smoke Porter was one of my favorite beers from them.
That was your go-to beer. Well, it pours like a Coke. I got bubbles all up and down the glass. The bubbles are actually kind of big, you know, I would think what a porter should be, but I've got a good Yeti finger ahead on it and cannot see through it. It's got some caramel amber colors, but it's
like
definitely
right
dark
at the
brown.
Bottom, I can see some light shining through, but it's pretty dark.
It's black. Yeah. My head dissipated pretty quickly.
Really? I got about a finger and it's hanging out.
Yeah, mine's doing pretty well.
I just have a film on top.
Huh. Getting some, I smell a little bit of something roasty.
Definitely some smoke in there. You can definitely get that peat smoke.
Like a roasted coffee in there. And there's something sweet. It's got like a little sweetness at the end.
A little brown sugar kind of.
Yeah. Kind of a molasses-y.
It's like a burnt sugar, yeah.
Mm, I got a drink.
A little bit of chocolate, too.
It's been a long time since I've had this beer, and it's really good.
It's kind of a smoky, caramely.
Definitely smoky. You definitely got that kind of burnt barrel kind of a thing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely around like the back of the tongue and the roof of the mouth to have like a bitter smokiness.
It's got a little bit of a serrated edge to it.
Yeah.
Very vanilla-y. Well, I mean, even though I know this doesn't have anything, I get that vanilla extract kind of a, you know, that aftertaste that you get.
Yeah.
Well, you can see just by drinking the regular smoked porter why both Chipotle would be a good fit and vanilla.
Yeah.
Because you get both of those notes in here.
You get smoke and you get sweet. So you could see, I could add some heat or I could add some.
Even with the regular smoked porter, there's still a little bit of a bite to it. There's a little, and the smokiness. So it's almost Chipotle already.
Yeah.
And then you also get the sweetness of the vanilla. It would be interesting to have a vanilla Chipotle.
Well, we could do that.
One with, I know.
Pour your whole bottle.
At the end, we might do that. In a little taster glass.
Creating our own blend.
Yeah. Well, nice. That's what Stone's been doing lately, right? They've been blending with the... Yep.
Well, that's what the Lucky Bastard is.
Yep.
You know, just a blend of whatever.
I'm getting something else. I don't know. It's kind of like... I'm getting like coffee and wood, like it's, you know, like a, like.
I think like that barrel I was telling you about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know it's not barrel aged, but it definitely has that burnt charredness.
There's a really, I know what you're talking about, Mike. It's a really deep espresso roast coffee, that very bitter coffee.
Mm-hmm. I forgot why I really like this beer.
It is less smoky than I remember, because I remember the first time I had this beer, that's I was kind of overwhelmed by it, and it's amazing how different it is to me now that I can actually get more of, you know, roasted, get coffee and that little bit of cocoa and that burnt sugar that when I originally tried this beer, I just remember a big mouthful of smoky beer, you know, because there wasn't really a lot of stuff that I had tried out there that I hadn't had the Alaskan smoke porter yet. I haven't had other beers that had a big kind of smoky flavor to it.
To be fair, after 190 episodes, I would have hoped your palate has matured somewhat.
Yeah.
You know, I remember
just dulled down.
I remember a while back I had smoked up a brisket, and I thought I would try the brisket with this. But I remember that it was the smoke flavor of the beer was very distinct and different from the meat that I had smoked. Mm-hmm. And it was actually off putting. Like they were like fighting each other, and it was probably like the worst pairing I'd ever done in my life.
Yeah.
I thought, this would probably be good, you know, like smoked meat, smoked porter, it should go great.
What kind of wood do you use to smoke your brisket?
That was hickory.
Yeah. This would have more of a mesquite. If you smoked it with mesquite, you would probably have a different.
Now, the base wood was mesquite, so the actual charcoal itself was mesquite, but the smoking wood, the chunks that I put in was hickory's chunks.
Yeah, but mesquite charcoal doesn't really give it a mesquite flavor.
Well, it was mesquite wood.
No, I know, but it was mesquite charcoal.
Charcoal, yeah.
The smoking wood is what gives it its flavor.
Yeah. Well, speaking of cooking with the wood, what would you guys pair with this?
Well, not a smoked brisket.
Okay.
I would with a mesquite smoked brisket.
I'd like to have kind of, I don't know, I want like a beef stew and like a sourdough bread bowl or something. I want like some kind of roasted stewy type meat
heartiness
with this. So, yeah, and I kind of like the way this beer, like, it has some sweetness and then dries right up. It doesn't allow that mm-hmm. to kind of linger, and I kind of like that.
You know what I think would probably be good, like a pan seared pork chop or braised pork chop or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You gotta have some sort of char. I think
that's what I'm saying. It's got to be a pan seared. It's got to be like, you know, like the pan where your pan is like 600 or 800 degrees,
just to get kind of a good crust on it.
That will just. But you still want that the tenderness and the porkiness of it to, you know, the flavor still be there.
That gotta porkiness. Have the porkiness. Gotta have the porkiness.
But I think a good hard sear on that would be good.
I am seriously thinking we need to create a Beer Coasters dictionary.
Yeah. Porkiness.
Yeah. Everything ends with enus.
Yeah.
It all ends with the enus.
Like a penis?
All ends with the enus.
It ain't a party unless it ends with the enus. Or it's not a podcast.
A penis in the anus? What?
All right.
Well, all right. See, what about ratings?
And it's always, and you always know you've gone way past it once Dave takes it there. So do you guys do pint ratings now?
No.
One word rating.
Beer Advocate. No. We don't do that anymore.
Oh.
Beer Advocate users rate this
Chris,
a 90.
Suck.
And Chris doesn't listen to the show ever.
I don't.
Beer Advocate users rate this a 90, which is exceptional. And the Alstrom Brothers also rate this a 90.
Wow.
And
that's a lot higher than I would have thought.
Yeah. And Untapped. Whoa, I forgot to untap my beer.
Oh, I'm doing it right now.
Do it now.
Right now.
Untapped rates this a 3.77 out of 5 with 6,086 ratings. That's actually pretty good.
So let's set this aside for
we'll
comparison later.
We'll be back.
Right after this.
Yeah. We'll be back right after this.
Wait, after what? After that? This? What are we going to be back after?
Right now.
Right now or then?
Sometime in the near future.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer. beer bars and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local because local's fresh. Ooh!
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines at the Beer Coasters Daily.
All right.
Hot topic.
Yeah, hot topics. It's a time where we go to the website and we click on the upper right-hand corner where it says Brews Paper, and it brings up some topics about craft beer. The one that popped up today, it's...
This week's hot topic is more Beer Coaster Chrissier.
It... What?
Huh? Well, how is it more about your Beer Coaster Chrissier?
Because he's here.
Oh. Yeah.
So our hot topics are more Beer Coaster Chrissier. And our show is more Crazy Davier.
Right. And Mikey Mikeyer?
No, don't say that.
No, it's always Mikey.
The pimp of Pilsners?
You just wanted to use it. He thought of it before the show. And at some point, he knew he wanted to put it in there.
Yeah.
He's been waiting since the beginning of the show.
Those names are like, so 2012.
I know. He's been waiting since the beginning of the show. He thought of it before the show. He's like, oh, that's great. And you know, from the beginning of the show, every time we get into a new segment or we start talking about something new, he's like, can I use it here?
You too injected.
Wait, no. Here it is.
Yes.
You found your pimp window.
Yes. You guys opened the door and I f***ing ran through it.
All right, back on schedule here.
Let's speaking go. Of running through things here, so the Brews Paper actually came up with a topic from the amog.com, which is the
Alpha. Where can you find that Brews Paper?
I already told you. It's that they click on the Brews Paper at the top of the website.
What website?
Our website. Mike, you weren't paying attention.
BeerCoasterspodcast.com.
Thank you.
Like Chris shows up and Mike loses his mind. Chris is following me. I mean, everything's going to shit. Toby's going to be like, what the fuck is going on with the show?
What happened?
We always sound so much better in editing.
So anyhow, yeah, we went to the Brews Paper and we found this topic. This was the alpha male of the group. I'm not really sure what kind of website this is or what they talk about, but they did talk about 10 American cities that brew the best beer. They do have a top 10, and I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of controversy about it, but I guess we'll just run through it.
Number 10.
So I haven't even looked through this, but you know what? F*** this list.
Yeah, this list sucks. It just, I don't agree with it. 10. Well, what's... Cleveland, Ohio. Really? Cleveland, really? Ohio. Yep, that's right, folks.
There's got to be some good craft beers that come out of here, though, right?
Well, hold on. Before we go into
What breweries are Cleveland? In Cleveland?
Like they've got to list some. So well,
yeah, they do.
You got the Market Garden Brewery, Brew, Fatheads,
Brew Kettle, and Great Lakes Brewing Company.
There you go.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't heard of any of them.
Me neither.
Fatheads, isn't that the stickers you put on the wall?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the sports guys.
They are.
I didn't know they're making beer.
Number 9, St. Louis, Missouri. Yes, folks. This is not the home of Anheuser-Busch.
Yes.
Well, you know, they do have a craft beer division now, don't they?
No.
Well, they do.
They have a fake craft beer division.
Yes. And they actually don't list any craft breweries out of this city.
But they do mention Budweiser.
Gateway City being home of Budweiser.
Which brings
They've
together
got the
local craft
fly tap room and the international tap house.
No, this sucks.
Huh.
Number 8, Burlington, Vermont. All right, see, now New England's got a few good breweries here. And even though these are brewing cities, they mentioned Ben & Jerry's ice cream, which you got to put that on there.
Wait, so and that's a hangover
you got,
cure?
You got Magic Hat. You know, I want to know who wrote this, because they got Magic Hat, which is part of that big freaking buyout, too, right? Craft Brewers Alliance or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't really mention, you know... Who the hell picked this hot topic?
I just saw it, man. I thought, you know what? I'm going to go with this because, you know, this is...
Okay, number seven.
It seemed topical. Interesting.
So, number seven is San Francisco, California. So, I lived in San Francisco, and no.
Well, I mean, there's at least Anchor Brewery, you know, which
there's
is up
Anchor
there.
Brewery, and there's 21st Amendment. But other than that, there's really nothing coming out of San Francisco. And don't get me wrong, I like San Francisco, and for a food, San Francisco rocks for food. Their food is amazing, but
they just blow ass for beer.
But no, there were no. I mean, granted, it was a while ago that I was there, but no.
Well, when we get through this list, we're gonna know like what should be on there, and we're gonna bitch about that.
Well, I mean, as soon as we get through the list, we're gonna realize how bullshit the list is because, yeah, there's one glaring omission, which I'm sure anybody that's listened to the podcast already knows what it is.
Yeah.
So Boston, Massachusetts comes in at number six.
Well, I think they have to have that one. You know, they got Sam Adams and.
Yeah, and that's list is kind of very geared towards is some of these bigger breweries. Although I'm surprised that they mention a very small brewery in the Boston area.
Pretty Things, yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
And they don't even they mentioned Sam Adams. Where's Clown Shoes?
Is that Boston?
Outside of Boston. They're in Ipswich.
But they would be considered. Yeah. A Boston brewery. I mean, that's close enough to Boston, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they would still consider it.
I'm surprised that they mention Pretty Things beer and ale, and they don't mention Clown Shoes. Because Clown Shoes, I can get Clown Shoes like nothing here. Like, it's all over the place.
Well, you can get Clown Shoes because of Ipswich Ale, like the Mercury Brewing Company.
Right.
They do a lot of, like, contract brewing, so that distribution is really grown.
Right, but I mean,
that's why you can get stuff like Clown Shoes.
If I go into the place that I go to here, they literally have like 10 different Clown Shoes beers at any given time.
Yeah,
which is impressive for a brewery.
Clown Shoes
has not
been getting a little crazy with all the different flavors they've been coming up with.
Yeah,
they got like four or five different Russian Imperial Stouts.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Really.
Wow.
Really?
I didn't know there was any breweries in New Mexico.
I didn't either. So there's, let's see.
Is there? Let's find out.
According to this, mm-hmm, there's a barrel-aged mm-hmm. Belgian ale called From the Wood by Marble Brewery.
Nice. And six different house beers from Chama River Brewing Company. Okay. Well.
Or the opportunity to make your own beer at Kelly's Brew Pub. But there's like...
Oh, that's cool. That's and kind then of a number cool four, where people can come in and start brewing and stuff.
Chicago, Illinois, which, okay, you can go there because they have Three Floyds.
Yeah.
Three Floyds and Goose Island. Before they were
bought up.
Right. But again, that's another one. I could go with Chicago. I'm not going to bitch about that one.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So they give a little shout out to Victory and Dogfish Head, and I don't know my East Coast geography, but I kind of put Delaware, New Hampshire, Vermont, Boston, all those like in one area. I wouldn't put Pennsylvania in there. That seems like a bigger state. But
it's all in. According to Dave,
are they all within an hour of each other? I have no idea. Number two, Denver, Colorado.
So how close is Delaware to Philly?
Mike?
Delaware? Mike?
Yeah.
Not that far.
Okay.
Like an hour?
Because they're lumping Dogfish Head into Philly.
Yeah, I would have lumped it into like Boston. I don't know.
I don't either. But it doesn't seem that close. It doesn't seem close to Philly to me.
Mike's like Google mapping it right now. It's like, I've never driven.
Well, no, I'm guessing that it might be a couple hours away. I mean, but okay. It is East Coast, so stuff is a little bit closer. Yeah. Guys, we have more than three states on our coast.
but they're all like the size of my bedroom.
Well, okay, maybe Delaware.
Exactly. I live in Texas. This is
a big fucking ranch or something, right?
Big fucking difference. So, all right. So
Delaware,
number two.
My front lawn's bigger than Delaware.
Number two is Denver, Colorado, home this, of.
So this Coors one Lake I can Hill. Go with. Well, yeah, but this Denver.
Of course.
Denver has Great Divide. They have New Belgium. I mean, there's
a lot of good breweries coming out.
Yeah, there's a lot of good breweries coming out of there.
Yeah, there's some really good. Yeah, Breckenridge and.
Yeah.
Definitely yeah, good beer good scene out there. You know, and number one comes in at Portland, Oregon. And, you know, you do got to give it up for that. I mean, that is a, you know, a definitely a top three contender.
Yes. But seriously, what the fuck is missing?
I could tell you Northern California, like Central California is missing and Southern California.
California.
It's where like, the fuck is San Diego? Seriously.
San Diego.
How is it not even in the top 10? Really?
It should be in the top three. Never mind the top
easily.
10.
Top 10. Yeah.
Easily. I mean, I obviously am biased, but I would definitely put it at number one on just about every one of these lists. But yeah. The fact that it's not even in the top 10, St. Louis, Missouri is there.
I think
or
there's a good
Cleveland.
Top three, but I would, I mean, it's, I think that, no, I mean, San Diego's going to beat Philly. It's got to be in the top three. San Diego, yeah. California needs to be in the top three.
Definitely.
We need to write to these people. This guy. Who are these people?
Wait. I got his name. It's right here. It's Albert Costill. You can tweet him. You can Google face or Google whatever him. Yeah. And you can like
and
him on Facebook.
AB InBev sends him a check every week.
Yeah, so I was just looking at the top commenter. In the comment section below this, and it says, "What a ridiculous list! No Seattle, where there are 50 breweries within a 30-mile radius. No Asheville. Yeah. Oh yeah, Asheville, Carolina, North Carolina. I hear about them all the time as being one of the top breweries.
Yeah, I can't get anything from them, but yeah, I've heard about them.
And then he says, and no San Diego, the American city that almost all of us who actually work in the beer trade know has more truly excellent breweries than any other."
Look
including
at that.
Portland. And this guy isn't even from San Diego and says, how is San Diego not on the list?
Yeah. Well, exactly. So that's that top 10 list. And hey! It looks like we just picked somebody else up.
Yeah.
Let's see if he can chime in here.
We'll give him a second. We're going to go on to the next segment. And Toby's back. So we'll be back with Toby right after this.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
This is a fermentation conversation.
Yeah, we got a full house. We got Toby back here now. He decided
to
join us.
We're bringing Toby back.
Yeah.
And Chris is still here, I think.
I am still present.
Nice. So I was
like, no, Chris, you're not going to take my spot this week. So, you know.
No, you know what? I think Toby can sense that we're just totally effing up the show. So he had to show up and regulate
now.
And bring things back.
That's really what it was. I was like, oh, these guys. Oh, I better step in. Especially if Chris is on the show. I mean.
Yeah, I'm the one picking it up.
Well, I don't pick the shows. Come on.
Then why are you assuming I was talking about you?
I figured it was something about, I don't know.
I was, but you obviously assumed it.
Man, I bet you. Nah, never mind. So we're moving on to the smoked porter with vanilla bean. So it's basically all the same stuff we said before. What? Bitch, I bet the ratings are higher for shows that I'm on than ones that Chris is on.
Oh, it's going to be like that. It's going to be one of those shows. It's the Battle of the Fanboys.
Who's more Royale. Fanboy?
Do I think Chris is a bigger fanboy than me?
What? I like Stone more than you do.
Yeah, probably.
I think Chris is the one sucking the Stone dick. Not me. I mean, I like some of the stuff, but
all right. Who's talking about this beer?
All right. Stone Smoked Porter Vanilla. Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to... Basically the same thing we talked before about the regular Smoked Porter, except this time...
Oh, come on. Let's not get lazy. Let's not get lazy now.
All right. This is a Stone Smoked Porter with vanilla bean. This brewery is from Stone Brewing out of Escondido, California. The website is www.stonebrew.com. The ABV comes in at 5.9% and IBUs of 53. Made with pale malt, crystal 75, chocolate malt, peat smoked malt, Columbus Mount Hood hops, and vanilla beans. This beer was born in 1996. Well, not this particular one, but the original smoked porter. The now vanilla was the brainchild of the small batch brewer Laura Ulrich, who had a stroke of genius after trying smoked porter poured over a couple scoops of vanilla ice cream. And I do have to admit that I've had the smoked porter with vanilla bean ice cream, and it is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
Should we crack it?
I'm cracking it.
Ooh.
Cracking the beer, yeah.
This?
Oh, this is more fizzier.
Yeah, way more fizzier. I got like two heads, two finger heads.
Tiniest little tightest carbonation bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely
very
the
frothy.
The head, it's not quite a nitro head, though.
No.
It's pretty clear. Like, I can actually see through it.
Yeah, it's not what? Quite
it's
as...
More,
it's
more...
It's not as black as the...
No,
as
it's
the
more brown.
...regular porter would.
Yeah.
Porter
it's was. More brown and more red, actually.
Yeah.
I get like, this almost purple, like, color at the bottom.
Like a plum.
I get, like, a Yeti thumb worth a head.
Yeah. I'm about down to a human finger.
Chris probably lost all his head already.
Yep.
Something about that Texas air over there.
Yep. He's got like a Yeti nail.
A Yeti hair?
A Yeti dreadlock. Actually, those are probably really big.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know what I get on the nose?
Do they have Jamaican Yetis? Are there?
Yeah, man.
Yetis
it's
in the hills
big
of Jamaica?
Yeti. He's running around barefoot
they
with a big dreadlock.
They might get him on vacation, but I don't know if they live there.
Ooh. Harry and the Hendersons in Jamaica. Just imagine
your whole body
it's
covered
just one
in dreadlocks.
Big, it's one big natty dreadlock.
I'm just picturing Harry and the Hendersons only high, which is really the best way to watch the movie. So.
Only high.
Dude, all right, on the nose.
Campfire. I totally get campfire out of this.
Yeah, s'mores for sure.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, s'mores. That's it. S'mores, because you get the smoky and
the
vanilla
and...
kind of marshmallowy goodness.
No, it totally smells like marshmallows. Yeah, a little bit of graham cracker. I can see that.
And the winner.
Oh yeah!
Wow, it's amazing how different this smells. You still get some of the other stuff in there,
but you know what? It's the s'more is there, but you know that sweet campfire pine smell that you get when you have a campfire. That I smell that too, and it's very distinct,
really?
Separate from the
like
you know how you when you're hanging out a campfire and then you go away or you come home and you unpack your bag and you smell that smell like you know it's been like you wear those clothes at a campfire. That's what it smells like.
Yeah,
this is like vanilla aroma.
I want to drink this.
Like the vanilla so? Trees you get hanging from your rearview mirror.
I cheated one, Toby. Oh,
I already did.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, I'm taking a
bastard.
Sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
This thing is so good.
Lots of like, smoke, and then
wow,
it rounds
really nice
out with that really nice
sweetness.
Sweetness. You know, it's much mellower. Like the regular smoked porter had a zip to it, like a zing, like a buzz to your mouth. This is just it's smooth and mellow.
Yeah, it doesn't have quite the same sort of smoke bitterness that the other one has.
Yeah, it is smoother. It's got a
vanilla bite,
but the cooling kind of silky sip, and then it does dry up after. But
I'm really surprised they don't take this beer to market as a regular offering, because I think this beer would sell.
I think they're really trying now. You're supposed to vote between vanilla or chipotle to see which one they're going to go with. Like,
is that where the website is? That it's stonebrew.com/vanilla or chipotle.
Yep.
But you know what? I can tell you,
depending
just
on the drinkers.
But just by looking at what's on the shelves, it's the chipotle pepper I think that's left.
It's depending on us. So once we make our decision, we can let Stone know.
That's what it is.
Okay, guys, we did our Stone fanboy show, Smoke Porters, and we choose this one.
Yes. Well, we have done a Stone
but
exclusive
you'll have to listen
show
to the last call
before, right?
The what?
We've done a Stone show before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've probably done a couple of them.
I think we have. I think we've done more than one.
We got the Stoned issue, which is all stoned. And that was back in June of 2010.
That was an interesting show. We had our failed attempt to do a on location broadcast from Aces and Ales.
God, oh, that's right. That was a fucking disaster.
Well, didn't they have
what are you guys doing?
They're like chicks playing pool or something.
We're on TV. Oh,
you're on TV.
We're gonna dance.
We're like, no.
That was awesome.
You know what's funny is the thing I love about Aces and Ales is that they'll post pictures of people like I don't know if it's really they're passed out or something, but you'll see someone slouched over a slot machine with a drink on the table. Yeah. They're just like, how awesome is that?
I was talking to Kerry when he was here, and he said those slot machines make them a ton of money.
Oh yeah,
I'm yeah. Sure. Dude, and every day they post like their winnings. Like, hey, look, another jackpot. You know, it's four aces. Oh, straight flush. You know, God, these slots are hitting. It's like they're not talking much about the beer that they're selling. They're talking about the slot machines that are hitting. So right. if you wanna go and make some money, drink some good craft beer, hit up Aces and Ales. You might win a couple $1,000 while you're at it.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's the thing about Vegas, man. It's a reason why every bar you go into has some sort of video poker.
So they can stay alive.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? If that's going to help a craft beer bar stay alive, because I'm you know, like the one that was by my house shut down. They just weren't getting enough business, or maybe they're just bad business people. I don't know. But you know, it's like I think it's probably harder for these craft beer bars to, you know, kind of hang on. You know, especially in areas like where I live, where it's not as popular, like say as it is on 30th Avenue down in San Diego or something. So you know. Hey, if that's what it takes, cool, you know.
What would you guys pair with this?
S'mores.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or like a... If there's like a s'mores cheesecake or something would be kind of...
Yeah. Oh, totally. Or like some sort of like Snickers cheesecake. Something like that. Yeah. Like I could see even like a little caramel.
But honestly, just the whole vanilla ice cream in this going kind of back and forth to kind of taste the vanilla.
Yeah.
It would be good too.
Or put this in a milkshake, you know?
Yeah. This would make a great shake. The vanilla in this is big.
It is.
There's a whole hell of a lot of vanilla. Yeah.
The Beer Advocate users come in with an 89, which is a point lower than what they gave it for the regular one.
And actually drops it down to good as opposed to exceptional.
Yeah. Which I think it's actually better, but...
Yeah. Well, all right. You just want to out your last call ratings right now, why don't you?
Well, I don't know. I you know, we could do whole numbers. Who knows? We'll see. Maybe I'll change my mind later on. But what did the Ulster Brothers say about
it? Well, wait till we haven't done the ultimate... Chipotle vanilla version we're going to concoct ourselves.
Right. But yes. The Ulster Brothers came in at 73, so that's a huge drop from 90. I don't know what they... Up. I don't know what they thought that Big was time. Failing it, but whatever. And Untappd is 3.9.
I think they probably just thought it was too much vanilla and not balanced enough, but I don't know. Who knows?
Right, but the Untappd rating is a 3.95.
Which is higher than what it was before.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's higher than the other one.
That's one of the highest ratings I've seen. I mean, that's pretty much a 4 out of 5, and you don't see that very often. And that's a lot of ratings, too. And it's not just like it's 50 ratings.
You know what's funny, too, about this is on Untappd, there's like 10,600 that tried the smoked porter. There's 7,700 that have tried the vanilla bean. So, I mean, it's not like it went from like 10,000 to 2,000. There's still a pretty strong showing for the people that are doing the vanilla bean in comparison to the regular one. So
I can't see how, you know, you talked about them voting on Stone. I don't see how vanilla doesn't win out.
Yeah. You'd think so, but
it obviously, I mean, with you know, 1,500 more ratings on Untappd, it obviously has, you know, a larger selling point. Anyway, yeah, yummy.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Check it out if you guys get a chance to try this one.
Oh, dude, the number 2 spot to drink this is at Aces and Ales.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Hey,
well, how about that?
Right behind the Stone Brewing World Bistro and Gardens.
Yeah, like I said, they have this regularly there at the brewery. You know, like they do growler
fills. That's pretty crazy that it's basically second to the brewery itself.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? That's nice.
Sweet. All right.
And then the third place is in Texas.
Hey,
how about that?
The Hay Merchant.
Really?
Yeah.
And then Flying Saucer Kansas City. Flying Saucer.
Hmm. I didn't realize how big of a chain that Flying Saucer was.
Big chain. Yeah. I got a guy I work with.
It's all around the universe.
I got a guy that I work with that just got his first plate.
His first plate?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you have to do to get a plate?
Eat like 5 76-ounce steaks or something?
No, you have to drink 200 unique beers.
And they give a plate instead of a mug?
Wow. You get a plate.
Dude, I just walk
engraved.
In there and show them my Untappd account and be like, bam. Yeah. I got 500 plus, bitches.
All right.
I think a plate is a lot cooler than an Untappd badge.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but
unless it's a Beer Coaster's Untappd badge.
Why a plate? Why don't they give you a beer glass or a mug?
Because if you go into the Flying Saucer, and you
Hello,
look,
saucer,
the,
plate.
The plates are all over the walls, and when you get your plate, it's actually kind of cool. You get your plate.
They give you a free meal, too?
You get it engraved.
Nice.
You get a party where you can invite like 10 people, I think. I forget how many people. But yeah, you get a full-blown party, and yeah, it's a big deal.
Damn. 200 beers?
Yep.
200 unique beers. So.
Yeah.
Alcoholics.
So you'd have to go there every time they change their taps and make sure that you try every single one
of
their taps.
If you went once a week, it would take you over 4 years to do that, or about 4 years to do it.
How do you figure?
Damn. Well,
if you drink one beer, who the hell drinks one beer every time you go to a bar?
Ever.
Ever.
DD.
When's the last time you went to a bar and only had one beer?
Well, I don't know, but when I'm drinking craft beers
and
that
if you
are
have,
8-9%,
then you're fired.
I'm drinking one beer.
At 8-9%, I still ain't drinking one beer if I go to a beer bar.
I'm drinking one beer. I don't know about you. Oh, you know.
Are we still recording?
Yeah. All right, that's it. We're going to move on to the next segment.
Yeah, we were.
All right.
We're not anymore.
Chipotle time.
Pause, America.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. This is a fermentation conversation, yeah.
Every time Chris is on the show, there's some sort of beer with peppers in it.
I know.
Some sort of chili beer.
Billy's Chilies.
And it never goes down well, so we'll see. God. With the Stone Show, I'm sure that things are going
to
change.
Well, at least we don't have to live with them, man. Jade's the one that's got to put up with his ass when it's over. But we did pick up someone else on this show. We got Gina on board now.
Holla!
What up, Gina?
What's happening?
Dang, it's like a party up
like
in this
five
bitch.
Coasters, yeah. Man. It's crazy, man. Yeah. See,
and you guys are calling me the fanboy, and like all of a sudden we got like five people on the show now.
Five beer coasters show up.
Jeez, if Charlie wasn't at Felipe's tonight, he'd probably be out here too.
Probably. Mm-hmm. You tell Charlie about Audacity, I bet you he's going to be on a lot more shows too.
Yeah, I know, huh? Well, you know what? Speaking of beer, I think it's time to crack this open.
What are
and,
we cracking?
Drink it and talk about it and sniff it. This is.
I want to talk about it
don't
first.
Get lazy. Well,
talking's overrated.
We've kind of sold what we're already doing, so I think the listeners know now. And if they don't, well, we're having the Stones. Smoked porter with chipotle peppers, just like before.
Our listeners just like are before. Just
this
hear
is
crack,
from
glug glug glug.
Blah blah blah.
Sniff sniff.
I'm getting on the nose right off the bat. That's some roasty roastedness.
All right.
Toasty, toastiness. All right, this is a Stone Smoked Porter with chipotle peppers. This beer is from Stone Brewing out of Escondido, California. The website www.stonebrew.com. ABVs are 5.9 with an IBU
website,
of 53.
If people don't know Stone's website, we're in bigger trouble than we know
it's the
it.
Same thing, too, right? Same this lineup. Same.
Yeah, same lineup. Yeah, but the only thing that's different is that this idea came around in 2006 when merchandise manager Chris Carroll suggested we make a special South of the Border Stone Smoke Porter for the Cinco de Mayo that year. So.
Ah, for Cinco de Mayo.
South of the Border.
Cinco de Mayo.
Stone
Cinco
Smoke Border.
I got mine in a very appropriate darker. Glass. I don't know if you can see it.
A little bit darker.
Nice.
Come on now.
Well, I got a big Yeti finger ahead and a lot of carbonation. Big like the Yeti. Carbonation is completely covering the glass.
And it's holding up pretty well.
I got about a pinky finger of head.
I got a pinky finger as well.
I got this big pillow of head just lingering on top of my beard.
And the color is a slightly darker. It still has the same clarity and same kind of highlights, different. But it's just a little bit darker.
It's got a red too. Yeah, it's very red.
It's more along the. Nah, I don't even.
I get
I see
the
red.
bottom of my glass is red, like a dark red, like a blood red.
For me, on the nose, I get like coffee and green vegetables. Like,
yeah, there's some kind of a
almost like
leafy something.
Really?
Oh well, I think it's a chipotle pepper, but it's for some reason I'm getting like a green vegetable as opposed to like a spicy kind of pepper.
I do pick up on some spice.
I think it smells like just dried chilies. Like if you opened a bag of dried chilies, that's kind of
smells like a chili bag.
No, but it's much more subdued. I mean, like if you open up a bag of chilies, it's like damn, it's all up in your nose.
Some smoke too.
Dude's rocked.
This ain't no Billy's chilies.
Who's Billy?
Now, Chris, do you remember, I think the first time we tried, was it the vanilla and the smoked porter that we both tried on the 8th anniversary? Stone.
Gina, never wait.
Thing.
I think it might have.
I may be impatient.
I think we might have done the
Gina
chipotle
took a sip.
And the vanilla.
Yeah.
I think, because they switched it out, right? I think like halfway through, they ended up switching it out.
I know it was at least the chipotle. I know we did at least the chipotle, so we may not have done the vanilla.
But that's where I remember trying both of these was at a Stone anniversary party, the first time, anyway.
Yeah.
Taking a sip, yeah!
So I like it.
Oh, Gia took a sip.
Yeah, me too.
I like it better than the vanilla. I think the smoked and the chili go together quite nicely.
Yeah, and it's creamy. It's not like a super like spicy.
That's got a spice to it. No, it has a spicy bite. It's in the back of my throat.
But
I can
it tastes
feel the chili.
Like a fresh vegetable, though. You know, like it's.
Hmm.
There's that spicy pepper, but there's a freshness to it.
Huh.
Chipotle works with a smoked porter.
Chipotle is a smoked pepper.
Because it's smoked, right? Yeah. So if you were to do, like, I mean, I could see how it would go wrong with, you know, just a regular blonde ale or a
you know, an IPA or something like that, where people just go, "Yeah, let's brew a beer and let's throw in some chipotle peppers."
Chris mentioned when we tried the first, just the regular smoked porter, that the beer could definitely lend itself to either way, whether it was going to go vanilla or chili pepper,
chipotle. Because it had those notes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, this isn't so just like, a note. It's
it was asking for it. You know,
this is. When you're making a chili beer, though, this is exactly the right amount of heat.
Yes,
so, right. Not too much.
Because like I've had Billy's Chilies, which is horrible. I've had the Ghostface Killer, which is another one that's from Twisted Pine, yeah. I think. That is really hot.
Well, Stone even had the Crime and then they had the Crime and Punishment. The Crime, right? And
Punishment,
right. And those were like really hot compared to this.
And see, I don't get much hot out of this at all. I get flavor.
How are you not getting? I do. How are you not getting the heat?
I'm like Dave. I get it on the. I get it. I don't get it up front.
Yeah. You get it after. Yeah,
the back of your throat. You get a little bit of heat.
Yeah, but it's a little bit. It's, I would not say that this is hot, but it has the hot flavor. No. All right. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't say it's hot. It's got some spice to it, but it's not hot.
Which is what I was saying. It's exactly the right amount of heat. It's you've got the smokiness from the smoked porter. Plus the smokiness of the chipotle, you know, smoked jalapenos, and just that, just the right amount of heat in the back to just kick it a little
bit. Just a sprinkling of the pepper. Yes. It's very nice. Totes.
I think this is the same one that I had at the Blue Palms in L.A. a few years back. They had it on cask. And I remember going, whoa, that's a lot of peppers. And I think they even had.
Yeah, but
like,
did they have the peppers? Did they have the peppers in the cask?
Yeah, they had the peppers in the cask.
Now it'd be interesting because the carbonation in this is obviously it's
going to add to that.
It's quite a bit more carbonated, so that kind of probably plays off the tongue. Yeah. I don't know how on cask how that would go over well with the peppers.
Just very, very peppery.
Well, it depends on the peppers that were in that particular cask. With this, it's been bottled from such a large amount that it's all kind of, you know, been able to.
But the carbonation also, I think, adds to the spiciness. Like it brings it up a notch. Whereas I think on a cask, I think it would probably be subdued. So maybe that may have been why they added more to it.
Also, when were these bottled? I mean, Dave, you've had these for a little while, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, at least 3 months.
Yeah, so that heat is going to mellow out a little bit as time goes by.
Hmm. Well, whatever time has gone by, I kind of like what it's at right now. It's kind of mellow. I mean, for Stone beer, you figure, chipotle peppers, they're going to freaking...
They're going to burn your mouth off?
Yeah, torch your tongue after the first sip and you won't be able to taste anything else.
I don't think that's the case anymore with Stone. I think Stone...
I'm sorry, those aren't the words of a fanboy and I apologize.
What? Right, right. No, but I think that absolutely held true at the beginning. I think Stone was all about being aggressive and in your face, and I think they've learned to balance a little bit better over the years.
Notice all their collaborations are scaled back.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad they are because those are some of their best beers that they've done. I mean, you know, all their other stuff, you know, is still pretty far out there. I mean, their Double Bastard is still a pretty wicked beer. The Ruination and the Sublimely Self-Righteous. I mean, those are, you know, and then all the variations of that. I even saw Sublimely Self-Righteous was done with something else just yesterday or 2 days ago. Oh, man, what was it? I don't know.
That was originally an anniversary beer, right? That was the Black IPA?
Right.
Right. Man, I'm liking the spice of this now. I've had a...
Oh, it's Sublimely Self-Righteous with Orange Peel and Bitter Chocolate is what they're coming out with next Tuesday.
Wow.
On
the 8th. Actually, that's out. That's out today at the South Park.
All right. I'll be expecting some soon, Crazy Dave.
Seriously, Dave.
it's a growler fill, you guys. It's a growler fill.
Like I said, I'll be expecting some soon.
And I missed it.
It was 24 hours.
Yeah.
I missed it, though.
That's all right. I got a FedEx account. Oh, they do overnight shipping.
I missed it, though, guys. It came out today.
You know, I'm taking more sips.
Oh, wait. The 15th.
The pepper is kind of it's kind of building, you know? It's kind of...
It sticks around.
It's warming up. It's starting to stick around a little bit more and a little bit more.
I think the more sips you take,
the
more it's sticks around, yeah.
I do, too. I'm liking it as it warms up. Went back and had a sip of the vanilla now, and I like the contrast. I think it made the vanilla better.
I think
they'd
be great to go back and forth. Yeah, I'm going to have a sip of the vanilla myself right now. Wow. And the vanilla even smells different.
Yeah.
Oh, it's more vanilla-y now. Like it's
good. God. It's better, way better than it was before.
Yeah, it reminds me of like an Easter kind
of chocolate. Oh, it's so much creamier when it's after the chipotle pepper.
Mm. Like that hollow chocolate. You know when you get the hollow chocolate, it just tastes different because of all that air? I know it sounds stupid, but you know what I mean?
So, it's just cheaper chocolate.
It sounds like...
It does. It's like cheaper
they
chocolate.
They don't make bunnies out like of the goodness.
It tastes like cheaper chocolate.
I hate those bunnies. They have a nasty chocolate
what
taste.
What were you saying, Chris?
I said it sounds like we've decided for Stone. What they need to do is they just need to six-pack it and do 3 chipotle and 3 vanilla.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to do 2 different ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And it would guarantee that they would sell the 6-pack versus, you know, like some people may just buy the vanilla bean or some people may just buy the chipotle pepper.
Or just
you
2 of each. The original, the chili, and
make
the
a
vanilla.
4-pack. Yeah, there you go. That's another thing. But, you know, the vanilla bean is the one that I think has been more popular. That's the one I think that's harder to find. And the chipotle pepper one is one that I think was still on the shelves.
I know you guys said that you like the chipotle better, but I still think I like
the vanilla.
The vanilla,
yeah. Well, we'll get to that in last call.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Food pairing for this chipotle one? Anybody?
I tell you, I'm glad, Chris, I'm glad you actually said that we should do the vanilla before the chipotle, because...
Wait, who?
Going back on the vanilla, I don't know if I like the vanilla as much after the chipotle as I did the first time
around. It's a palate wrecker. The chipotle peppers are going to ruin your palate.
But with my food, normally I'd like spicy. I'll have the spicy, and then I like the sweet. Like I'll go with like
it depends
buffalo
on
wings and like sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
like,
I guess.
And I love kind of going back and forth.
It depends on the kind of spice, because some spices like a Szechuan pepper will actually open up your taste buds more. Versus a chipotle pepper just sort of
shuts them
down.
All I know is that after drinking the chipotle pepper, you know, I'm able to smell that vanilla bean much more. It's definitely a lot more pronounced.
It seems
okay.
Less
so,
extracty now, and more,
yeah, it's more natural.
More
it's more
true.
Natural.
I'm gonna pick up on what Toby was trying to hint at before, and as far as the food pairing. I really want a sausage pizza with this.
I wanted, originally, interestingly enough, huge contradiction, but smoked sharp cheddar was the first thing that I thought I wanted with this. But so maybe I'll go with the smoked brat that would go with.
Yes.
You know, the brat from the cheddar plate. Cheddar.
You know what?
Sausage pizza is better.
You know what I want? You know what I want with this? Baked beans, like look. Barbecue baked beans.
Hmm. All right. Yeah, I really like the smoke brat idea. Chris, I think that is
okay for ratings. We have Untappd has this with a 3.76 out of 2,758 ratings.
Wow,
3.76.
Pretty good. The Ostrom Brothers are, well, I guess we say the Beer Advocate users come in at 87. And Ostrom's Brothers rate this at an 80. Both of those ratings are below the regular one. And one is below and the other is above for the vanilla bean.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting that the users rate this lower than the vanilla, but the Brothers rate it higher than the vanilla. Actually, significantly higher.
Yeah, 80 versus 87. 73. Oh, 70, yeah,
89 to 73. Wow. There you go, 80 to 73. So we want to do some backwash and create our own?
I'm going to sip of one and spit it in the other and mix it all up.
Chipotnilla. Chipotnilla up next.
Chipotnilla.
Chipotnilla.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Google Plus, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
Alex McAllister 5 says,
"This day is gonna be badass. Great weather, good beer, and a Jeep."
Hey, and last week we did get some backwash. Thanks for calling in. Now, if we can get some more of you guys to drink some beer and call in and backwash and drunk dial us or do whatever it is. But tonight's backwash is going to be more of a reality backwash or literal backwash or whatever you want to call it. We are mixing up some of our beers here. We had the smoked porter with vanilla bean and the chipotle pepper. We're going to do that now. So we decided to mix these up and see what happens.
Are we going
to
read the backwash first?
Is there backwash to read?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Didn't you just say that?
Yeah.
Are you not looking at the show sheet?
I guess not.
Yeah, but I'm excited.
Are you not listening to yourself?
Okay.
Actually, I need to read it because I need to say something to Greg. And anyway, so Greg from OC writes, "Hi guys. From last week, I'm in the Brewery Reserve Society. $300 gets you advanced purchase rights, exclusives, freebies, discount swag."
Freebies.
Bottle shares and access to a special party. There's also a step above that, the Brewery Hoarders Society, which is insane.
He doesn't show a price for that, though, huh?
He doesn't say what all is included.
That's how insane it is.
Yeah. It is insane.
You don't even want to know.
Regarding the Beer Bloggers Conference, which I think a couple of us are at least going to try to make this year. He says, "I can't make it this year, but I highly recommend I highly recommend
rectum?
Going.
Rectum.
Rectum. I highly rectum. But I highly recommend going. You'll get to do some amazing stuff and hear some great info. Networking with brewery reps and such in your area is the best part. I got to put on a few media sample lists. I got put on a few media sample lists. Sorry, I've had apparently a lot to drink
That's
tonight.
All
right. I'm pretty bummed and I can't make this one. It's not just bloggers. There's vloggers, podcasts, professional media, brewery reps from all over. This is seriously great.
Seriously.
Seriously. I think that's it. Have a great show. I listen every week. Thanks, Greg.
Nice. And hey, thanks for listening.
I wanted to say one thing to Greg. I have not forgotten about the Weasel beer. I am sending
the Weasel
it. He knows what I'm talking about. I am going to send
Weasel
it. I am going to send it. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. The Kopi Luwak.
Weasel
shit coffee beer. Don't you listen
on,
to the
man.
Show?
Come on.
So I actually need to get a bottle. So Jester King Brewery here in Austin, Texas, made a beer, the Weasel Rodeo, and they used the Kopi Luwak, which is the weasel shit coffee.
McKellar's got
in the
it
beer,
too.
And the beer is outstanding. Whoa. So I need to get you guys all a bottle, and we need to do it on a show. But
you like eat now?
But I also told Greg I was going to send him a bottle, so I need to do that.
What's it called, Chris?
The Weasel Rodeo, or
weasel
what?
Rodeo.
The Weasel.
No,
the name of the beer is the Weasel Rodeo, but the name of the
weasel
name
is Pete.
It's not a weasel. It's like a civet cat. But
it's still kind of a weaselly kind of.
What, like a dog?
Kopi Luwak.
No, it's a cat. It's the Kopi Luwak.
Crazy Dave, you need to go back and listen to the McKellar show.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Chris hasn't even listened to the shows.
And that was what? The Beer Geek Brunch or Breakfast? Or
yeah, the Beer Geek Brunch from McKellar is the one with the Kopi Luwak.
That was way back.
Yeah.
So you guys did that on show?
He did. I didn't. Yeah. I couldn't
with
get
the Kobe
it.
Yeah,
I got to try.
Was it good?
Yes, it's really, really good. It's better than the Beer Geek breakfast. I was asking about Jester King because when we were just in San Diego, I saw a couple of Jester King bottles
really?
Down there. Because I don't think I can get them here. Yeah, they had the black metal. Actually, I did pick up the black metal.
Was that at the Best Damn Beer Shop?
Yeah.
Dave, they have Beer Geek brunch at the Best Damn Beer Shop, and you don't find it all that often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pricey for a 12-ounce, but it's delicious.
Like $30?
Punk metal.
I don't think it was that much, but for a 12-ounce, it was 15 two, or
yeah,
something.
It was no, it wasn't even a 12-ounce. It was like an 8 or 9-ounce bottle. It was tiny.
Mm-hmm. Can we take a couple sips of this
So that's Chipotle-nilla? The funk metal.
Chipotle.
Yeah. Back to the backwash here.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
So what we're doing here is we decided to make our own blend of the chipotle pepper vanilla bean. And we had a little bit of arguing about how much to put back and forth. Do we put 25%?
But Chris was right. Gosh. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Chris wasn't the only one that said
okay,
that.
Okay. Everyone was right but me.
I said it.
But I was more articulate in reasoning why it yes. would be, make more sense.
So this particular blend comes. Yeah. This particular blend comes from the Beer Coasters podcast, and it is the Stone Smoked Porter with vanilla beans and the Stone Smoked Porter with a chipotle pepper.
I think it'd be important to tell them what the ratios are.
Well, I'm not quite sure what we finally settled on because I'm a few Stone Porters deep here. So I think we had more vanilla. This is the important part is we had more vanilla than chipotle.
Than Chipotle, yeah, and I'm at a 3-to-1 okay. ratio, or that's a 75-25.
Yeah, I'm probably about there's probably 2/3 vanilla, and 1/3.
Yeah, I'm probably about 2/3 to 1/3.
I preferred it with 2/3. I actually added a little more vanilla to make it about 3/4 vanilla, and I prefer a little more of that Chipotle ness.
I gotta say though, goddamn, it's really good.
Yeah, it's
it
nice.
Is delicious.
It's nice because you get both. You get a nice balance of both of them.
And it rounds out the chipotle, but gives the vanilla a little something. Yeah, real nice. Yeah.
Full figured.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
There's a whole lot of complexity going on there. Like there's so many different things playing.
At different times. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Because you get the sweetness of the vanilla right on the front.
Up front.
And then that heat from the chipotle takes
front,
a minute
heat in the back.
To kind of hit you.
I even had a quick flash of coconut, and I don't know if I thought, ooh, coconut would be nice in this, or if something actually reminded me
of. And it's funny that you say that, because when I was looking on Untappd, I saw that they actually had the smoked porter with coconut.
Coconut.
I don't know if that's kind of a brewery-exclusive
toasty
thing.
Toasty coconut.
But that sounds like an interesting blend as well.
Well, that's not far off from the Aloha Plenty.
Oh, Plenty, right.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And it's the same base.
But this was smokier and all that.
Smokier
so.
And
that remains to this day my favorite beer that they have ever put out.
Yeah, you didn't try the barrel aged one either.
I know. And I only got like one bottle of the Aloha Plenty. And I don't even like coconut. That's the whole thing about this. But that Aloha Plenty that beer is amazing.
It was plenty.
Chris
was.
Is all about Hawaii and doesn't like freaking coconuts, and that place is just rolling in.
I know.
You're either getting hit on the head by a coconut or stepping on a pineapple.
Any tattoos?
Yeah. All right. Well,
lovely.
You have a tattoo.
Thanks for the backwash, Greg.
Yeah. And anyone else out there, hit us up on Facebook. Call us on our hotline. Drunk dial us.
Please.
Yeah, we had a drunk dial last week. So, homeboy in Florida, yo.
I know, seriously, represent. with Dave doing the show, we have much less chance of drunk dials.
I know. Dave has even drunk dialed while he was on the show, while he was recording. Yeah. It didn't make it to backwash, but, you know.
All right, what do you say, guys? Last call?
Last call.
Last call.
All right, everybody, last call.
Yeah, let's, well, I guess we'll start with the regular smoke porter, Mike.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to make this kind of short and sweet. Smoke Porter used to be one of my favorite Stone beers, and then they started releasing other ones and blending other ones. And You know, like
now
the
it sucks balls.
Lucky Basardich and stuff like that. And then adding stuff to a beer that I already love. I'm going to give this one a 4. Smoke Porter gives a 4, a good solid 4, because I really, really, really do like it. And the reason I'm giving it a 4 is because I'm giving the vanilla a 4.5.
Oh, dang.
Because the vanilla was damn good. I love the big vanilla flavor in it. And if you haven't guessed it by now, that's right. The Chipotle, I'm giving a 5 because I liked it better. And the reason I'm giving it a 5 is because I liked it better than both of the others. I didn't think I was going to. I thought the vanilla was going to be the winner. But it wasn't. I'm really surprised. It had the Chipotle had something special.
Something about it.
That was,
it did something. It did something for you?
Yeah.
It got you. It got
as
your
far as
off?
The mix that we did here during the backwash, it was okay. It's nice. I mean, it's drinkable. And, it's probably, I don't know if I'm actually going to give it a rating because it's not really a true beer. But, I enjoyed that as well. But I'm going to have to say that the winner for me was the Chipotle. And the reason it got that is just because of this half point system that we have is kind of how it ended up getting the rating that it did. So there you go, folks.
Yeah, Mike's wrong.
Okay.
he's just wrong.
So
he failed, Mike.
For the only slightly, but for the regular smoke porter, yeah, I agree with him. I used to be a big fan of this beer. Still am. I think it's a very solid beer. But I think after, doing the show for as long as I did, plus, it's not like I don't drink beer anymore.
He just doesn't talk about it as much.
Well, and, we talked about it beforehand, how your palates, after having drank so many beers, tend to mature a little bit more. And so you're tasting things that you didn't necessarily taste before. Yeah. And
the smoke
it's not
was
as
toned,
quite...
The smoke was toned it's, down it's, compared to the original...
Yeah, it's not quite the wow factor that it was before,
right?
And so, I agree. It's still a solid beer. The smoke flavors are nice, and so I'm going to give it a 4 pints. The vanilla, I love the vanilla. I'm giving it 5 pints. I think it's outstanding. I think it's all around just a great beer. I love the sort of s'mores thing that it's got, this sort of toasty marshmallow vanilla thing that it has going on.
Right.
I really like a lot. And then for the Chipotle, for the same reasons that Mike said about, why he rated his the way that he did, same thing, only minor reversed. So the Chipotle, I think, is not quite as good as the vanilla, so I'm giving it 4.5. Still a great beer. I still really appreciate the smokiness and the way that the heat plays off of that smoke. And having tried several other chili beers, this one is way more successful because of the smoke, because of the ability to offset the spiciness with some balance.
Well, I think what they were doing here was not what Stone normally does, and it says, to fuck it all and let's just do what we can with it and make it crazy. Because I think that may have been what those other chili beers were doing, is that they're like, we're gonna make this a big chili.
Oh, that's absolutely bomb. Well, yeah, when you talk about Billy's Chilies and you talk about Ghostface Killer from Twisted Pine, it's called Ghostface Killer. The point is to be aggressive and over the top.
Yeah.
And I think
most of those chili beers are. They're there for shock value.
Yeah, and I agree. I think Stone over time has gotten away from that and sort of looked for more.
They're not bringing any sophistication to the craft beer scene with a beer called Ghostface Killer.
Well, no.
Right. But I think Stone is still trying to be aggressive, but they're still trying to be balanced, and they're trying to create good solid beers.
That's why you have
a situation right now where they're talking about releasing both of these beers on a larger scale and having people vote on whether or not they think the chipotle better is better or the vanilla is better because they are concentrating more on
or the
balancing
vanilla.
You know, but you know, one
it could
thing,
be
one,
said that they themselves have matured.
Yes,
there you go. You absolutely,
know? It's very possible. I like that. That's a very
or they're
good
getting
point.
Old. But you know,
music's too damn loud. This beer is too damn.
Get off my lawn.
Damn spicy.
You know, but I remember a few years back.
10 pounds of hops you're going to use in one beer.
I can't lift that bag up over there. Yeah. No, but you know, a few years back, I went to the Stone Brewery, and we walked into their hop cooler. You know, they have this huge walk-in cooler that they keep all their hops in. But in there, they also had about 6 little 5-gallon kegs. And they said that we weren't allowed to photograph it. We weren't allowed to, you know, put out there
talk
what it was
about
doing
it on a podcast.
No, but I'm not going to talk about what they were using. But basically, they were throwing different kinds of chilies at different kinds of beers. So I don't know if you know. There's definitely a lot of experimentation going on, but I don't
of
know.
Course.
But I don't know how much of it is just like. Is the shotgun method? Let's just throw everything out at everything and see what sticks the best. Or if
well,
there really was like a thought process to it, like this beer would pair well with the chili. This one,
I think it's a little bit of both. I think when you have the ability to do whatever you want, I mean, Dogfish Head is a perfect example of this. When you look at what Sam Calagione does out there with his smaller brew pub, gross. The ability to just randomly create stuff, say, hey, this might work. I don't know if it'll work. It might not, but let's try it. You know, and so,
hey,
and every once in a while you stumble upon.
Do you want to try some?
Right, exactly. And that's not even an exaggeration. I mean, that
no,
they literally did that.
Yeah.
Dried mouth.
You should have called it the Hock-tooey.
Yeah. So anyway, Toby, you still need to give your point right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with a 4 on both of the vanilla and the chipotle. I think that they were both really good. I thought that they were super, like, really well balanced. I liked the when we mixed them. I thought that it was also like, oh, this is really good. These both lend really well to each other, and so neither one of them really made like knock my socks off. And I was like, they're really solid, and I would. Actually, purchase these.
For the record, he wears
again,
small
like
socks.
If there was a, if these were in 22s, I would totally seek these out. I didn't even hear what he said.
He was just making reference to the size of your socks.
Oh, okay.
For your
but
cocks,
yeah, these,
I don't
if,
know one of the
these,
two. I couldn't hear what he said.
I knew it. I knew it with Dave. It had to go there.
If they started bottling these in 22s, I would actually. I mean, they're good. They're really good, both of them. But, you know, I'm just like, yeah, they're pretty solid.
Gina?
So, 4 for both of them.
I get to go next?
Yeah, you.
Smoked Porter, the original, didn't have it tonight. Have had it in the past. Have had it quite some time ago. And it was way too smoky for me. So, I didn't... that was my only expectation, is I... A long time ago, it was way, way too much. Whether or not my palate has changed in said time, which I'm sure it has, or the addition of these other ingredients has changed it, it was, I thought the balance was much better with these other flavors going on, and I liked them both. The vanilla bean makes me want to make an ice cream sandwich milkshake with it. So you've got the chocolate and the graminess, and that would be delicious. So, you know, there's that. And the chipotle is really good. I think I like the chipotle a smidge better, just because I tend to like less sweet beers. So maybe, you know, if somebody had to put a gun to my head, I'd probably say a 4.5 for the chipotle and a 4 for the vanilla bean.
Mm. Cool. You know, for me, like everyone said before, you know, the Stone Smoke Port is a pretty solid beer. You know, I'm going to concur with them on a rating of 4. You know, it's not the best damn beer in the world, but, you know, it's definitely solid and definitely up there on my top 10 list of beers to enjoy. For the smoked porter with chipotle peppers and vanilla bean, they both have interesting, you know, dimensions of their own that are unique and different, you know, the way that they are. And it really just comes down to personal preference as to which one that you prefer. you know, they both have complexities and layers to them that are pretty phenomenal. I'm not gonna give either one of them a 5 because I don't think that it's the best damn beer in the world, and there's beers I think that totally knock the shit out of these. But I think they're both worthy of 4.5, so that's what I'm gonna come in both of them with a 4.5. As for the mix, it was interesting to mix them, and it was cool to have that taste, but I don't think it added anything to give it a higher rating than the 4.5. I don't think that the additive qualities were necessarily there. It was different. It was good, but I don't think it was necessarily better. But, you know, hey, if they decide to make a blend of it, it'd be good. I'd drink it and, you know, enjoy it just as much as the individual ones on their own. And
probably so I guess a little bit better than the quarter. With my 2.4s, I guess it doesn't help out with Stone looking for which one you would like better. I mean, I'd go for either one, you know. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me.
Well,
to me,
I don't
want to
see either of them. I'll tell you the truth. I mean, even though I rated one higher than the other, I don't want to see either of them disappear.
Go. Yeah. And we talked a little bit off mic earlier. It's like if they had to make a choice, like if they're going to sell these in 6-packs or whatever, it's like do they choose the chipotle pepper or the vanilla bean? It's like, well, hey, why don't they mix up the 6-pack, 3 and 3 or 2-2 and then two regulars? You know, and that's the way to go. Personally, if I have the choice between the two beers, I'm going to take the vanilla. I think I like it better. But as far as a quality or a ranking system, I think they're both equally as good, just a little bit different flavor style.
Well, same thing. Like, if they go through and they decide to take one of these and bottle them versus the other, even if they bottled both of them, I'm way more inclined to buy
the vanilla,
a bottle of the vanilla, than I am the Chipotle.
I think most people would be just okay.
And that's what I've seen on the shelves. The vanilla is not there.
When they
the pepper
see the choices for flavors between vanilla and Chipotle, most people are going to pick vanilla just right off the bat.
Right.
But
and I think that's what's been selling.
As far as Chipotle goes, can you think of another beer that has any kind of pepper in it that even comes close to this beer?
Yeah, the rye beers.
Yes. Well, now, you start talking about, if you start talking about, like, the mole type beers, like the chocolate sombrero from Clown Shoes.
There are some chili beers that are as good.
Yeah.
There's definitely some breweries out there that are just called a pepper-based beer, I don't think.
Can you think of any chili pepper beer that comes close to how well they did this without going too hot? You know, I can't think of any other beer that they've done that before.
There's several companies out there that are doing sort of the mole type beers. The Clown Shoes does the chocolate sombrero, which is outstanding. So I think if we're talking just chili, I don't know that I've had anything that quite measures to this. But if we start talking about using chili as part of the recipe,
a chocolate, you know, chocolate chili, a smoked porter, then I think. Yeah, and then we might have something there too, but yeah.
Right. But there's a few companies out there, even the like Ska Brewing does a mole stout that's really good.
Might have a contender.
Well, if we can think of there's definitely a few breweries that come out with a chocolate chili with the mole beer, then we better have a frickin' mole show coming up.
New Belgium
I'm talking about.
I'm all for mole, it. But that was just a one-time release of their
lips
of faith.
You might be able to still find that, though.
Well, if you can find Coco Mole, I can get the chocolate, the freaking sombrero there.
Somebody needs to send me some of that chocolate sombrero, because I want that.
It's good.
That one's really good. That's the best of the
Yeah, the funny thing about Clown Shoes right now is they're just brewing. You know, some brewers will come out with some experimental brews. They'll do variations of a particular style, and then they kind of focus, okay, we like this one the best. This is the one we're going to release. Well, Clown Shoes isn't doing that. They're just releasing it. They're just releasing everything.
Here, we made this. You're going to drink it.
They got like four different Imperial Stouts out right now that, you know, different like variations of that Blakehorn Unidragon, which we're going to be doing very soon.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. But
that was supposed to be what this week's episode was.
Yes. It will be next week.
Anyway. I might have to
Mythic
join
Ale Creatures.
Ale Creatures.
But I mean I think we'll all agree these are pretty good beers. Gina's taken off. She's had enough of us.
Peace out, yo.
Peace out.
We're apparently too intoxicated for her at the moment.
I told you talking's overrated.
blah, 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 blah. Just give me my beer. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, like Crazy Dave says in the intro. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Just give me my beer, damn it. That was a Gina quote, by the way. So.
But yeah, anyway.
Let's do some shout-outs.
All right. All right. We can do that. I want to give a shout-out to Boston Picks, also Kevin Patterson, and of course, OC Greg for giving us the backwash this week. And it's a shame that you can't make it to the Beer Bloggers Conference. We'd love to see you out there, but I'm sure we'll hear from you again soon.
Word. And people need to check out his blog, the OC Beer Blog.
Check it out.
He's on Facebook.
We'd like to think that we had Twitter. Just a small part in sending him to beer camp this year with all our...
yes.
Yeah.
we tried to get the word out there to vote for his video.
I voted for him.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Also, what else we got?
Steve Goebel?
Yeah. I wanted to give a shout out to Bear Republic Brewing because they commented on a beer that I untapped last week.
Hey.
So I just want to say, hey, what's up? Bear Republic commented on my untapped. Nice.
That's cool.
How about them?
What's it?
Hop Rod Rye.
Which I would just like to give a props because that freaking beer is awesome.
Rye beers rock.
And it's like $4.22.
Let's just put that out there. Rye beers rock.
Yeah. I don't think so, but
well, okay. Yeah. I think you're a wine guy. What the hell do you know?
No,
exactly.
You know, but you know what rye beers are? It's the fad. It's the fad, right?
A fad. So is rock and roll. You old fart.
No, but just like Belgian.
Take your arthritis and go in the other room.
Saison was a fad.
What?
Grab your lap blanket and cozy up in the recliner. I think Matlock's on.
How dare you say Saison's a fad?
Come on, who's making all new right. Saisons right now?
Everybody.
Jester King?
Mm-hmm.
It's not summertime.
Jester King does farmhouse beers.
The Slum Brew guys, they just came out with a flower Saison or something.
Yeah, but who's making more rye right now?
Everybody. And for some reason, we're giving a shout out to Crazy Dave.
For doing the show.
Yeah.
Course.
But then we're also giving a shout out to Gina.
Yeah.
Hey, I think we also got to give a shout out to Chris.
We were giving a shout out to Chris. Somebody erased it. But
I did because I don't need a shout out. I'm still technically part of the show.
Well,
we just had to supply him with some beer.
Our,
and come on.
Our 2013.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Episode.
Maybe we'll hear Chris more often.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully in the near future we'll get some more.
We are going to be hearing more from Chris.
All right. Cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. BeerCoastersPodcast.com, y'all.
Yeah.
A reminder.
Chris, you need to say that last part.
To all our listeners,
this is your show.
We're just drinking in it.
Sure.
We're just having too much to drink
we're
in it.
We're just chipotle in it.
Cheers.
There you go.
Chipotle like a villain.
Hot baby. Chipotle, get it? Okay, never mind. Jeez. You guys suck.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week. Right here on Beer Coasters.
He didn't say what it was, who were they from, and the website, and the ABV, and the... I'm cracking down. Well, you...
It's been a long time since I've had this beer, and it's really good.
We always sound so much better in editing.
Gotta have the porkiness.
Do they have Jamaican Yetis? Are there Yetis in the hills of Jamaica?
This thing is so good.
I got 500 plus, bitches.
Dave, take it easy. Take it easy. Do I need to take my headphones out?
South of the border, Stone Smoke border.
I highly wrecked them.
How many goddamn pounds of hops you gonna use in one beer?